Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Abby Cameron. So when you talk about support and service to our community, it's really geographic. It has nothing to do with the type of sort. I mean, it can be educational. It could be mental health. It could be physical health. It could be anything.
Absolutely. The arts, animal mm-hmm. welfare, food insecurity. Really, it's about we have lots of people in Tri-Cities. And so if you take donations, funds, support from a wide swath of people, we pool those dollars together, and then we can increase the impact that those dollars have. Instead of making one small donation to one organization, we can pool many small donations and help support an organization with that. And on the donor side, it's about your charitable heart, I call it. It's about what's that cause in your heart that you're really drawn to. Is it Meals on Wheels? Is it the Boys and Girls Club? And at the same time, when we're helping a donor, we can connect you to support those local organizations that mean a lot to you. But we can also help you support your alma mater back home. We mm-hmm. can help you support organizations that have been, you know, important to you throughout your life. But there's always the strongest focus for us on Tri-Cities in Benton and Franklin counties.
So how was Three Rivers started?
So Three Rivers was started in 1999. There was a group of people who recognized that, again, just that power of pooling donors together could provide a long-term, steady support for meeting the needs of our community. And because those needs change every year. Mm-hmm. Look at what we've all gone through in the past 2 years. We didn't see that coming. And the needs that have come out of it are different than what the needs were 4 or 5 years ago. And so we are able to respond to that and direct funding to meet whatever the current greatest need is. Back to your question. The foundation started in 1999. Group of individuals recognized the strength that a community foundation could offer our area, and we didn't have one. Mm-hmm. So they put some seed money together, started to build the foundation of the foundation, and it's grown since then.
Those are
then.
Called footings.
No. That sounds perfect.
Well,
so started from those little, you know, pieces back then, and now we have an over $7 million endowment, and the proceeds of that is what we use every year to give grants to nonprofits in our community and allows us to tackle those specific issues.
So for those that don't know, how does an endowment work?
Sure. So it's again, that pool of money. It's the endowment is comprised of, gosh, I think it's 35 or 40 different funds. Mm-hmm. And a fund is an individual who or a couple who want to build that legacy. Kind of in present day or in planning for when they're not here anymore, they put some dollars in the foundation so that it can grow and that the proceeds of their investment is what is distributed out to nonprofits. So it's pooling all of those individual charitable gifts together that builds the endowment. And then as it grows, it continues to grow to support the community.
Be sure to tune in next Friday for the conclusion of our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Abby Cameron.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores.